Okay, so I'm going to be doing the 16 personality types test. Let's get started. Okay, you find it easy to introduce yourself to people? Nah, I'm gonna give that one. Okay, how should I say this? There's 6 degrees. Agree is on one side, and it goes down to disagree on the other side, and there's like 6 different levels of that. I will say -1, 2, or 3 if it's on the disagree side, and +1, 2, or 3 if it's on the agree side. Okay, so you find it easy to introduce yourself to other people. -2. You often get so lost in thoughts that you ignore or forget your surroundings. Yes, definitely. +3. You try to respond to your emails as soon as possible and cannot stand a messy inbox. Yeah, that's true. +2. You find it easy to stay relaxed and focused even when there is some pressure. It usually depends on where the pressure is coming from, but I think generally, yes, I'll give that a +1. You don't usually initiate conversations. Very true. Give that a +2. You believe that people are generally good. +3, definitely. Deadlines do not stress you out. No, I don't think they stress me out too much. +2. Being adaptable is more important to you than being organized. Very true. Give that a +2. Solving practical problems interests you more than finding answers to existential questions. Nope. I think existential questions are much more interesting. Practical problems anyone can solve, but solving existential questions is a workout for the mind. So I'm gonna go with -3. Winning a debate is more important to you than making sure no one gets upset. Definitely not. If I sense that another person is getting upset while I'm debating, I just forfeit completely, usually over to them. I'll give that one a -3. You often feel as if you have to justify yourself to other people. Yep. 2. Your work and home environments are quite tidy. They're all right, I guess. I'll give it a +1. You do not mind being at the center of attention. Oh, that one's tricky. If it's like a social situation, then I definitely do not like being the center of attention. It stresses me out. But if it's like a performance, if I'm, center stage, or if I'm performing a solo and in like a band performance, then I'm very okay with that. So I'll give it a +1. You would rather call yourself pragmatic than visionary. Ooh, I think I'm definitely more visionary than pragmatic. Yeah, I'll give that one a -2. You rarely get mood swings. Yeah, I said that weirdly. You rarely get mood swings. I think that's pretty true. +1. Your travel plans are usually well thought out. Definitely. +3. You would rather prepare a written report than give a presentation. I kind of like giving presentations just because I like having an audience to connect to. But I also like writing written reports. So I'll give that one a -1, just because I'm leaning more towards the presentation one a little bit. Your mood can change very quickly. Nope, not really. -2. You prefer gifts that are practical rather than full of meaning. No, I think I like giving gifts that are full of meaning. I almost feel bad sometimes because I give people gifts like, like really long notes to them, or I've written stories for people. I make stuff for them like keychains or plushies or just little crafts and stuff. And I always feel a little bad because it's not something practical, and I hope they don't mind that. So yeah, I'm going to go with a -3, disagree on that one. You rarely worry about how your actions affect other people. Oh no, I worry a lot. -3. Your work style is closer to random energy spikes than to a methodical and organized approach. Yeah, I guess that's fair. I'll give that a +1. You are envious of others. Well, I recognize that my life is a lot better than other people's, which makes being envious hard, but I guess every now and then I do have those instincts that are like, oh, why can't I have that? They're so much better than me, but I usually talk myself out of it pretty easily, just by remembering, you know, how good of a place I'm in life and stuff. So I'm gonna give that a -1. An interesting book or video game is often better than a social event. Yeah, for sure. +3. Being able to develop a plan and stick to it is the most important part of every project. Yeah, I think it definitely helps. I don't think it's necessary, though. I think it helps me personally, so I'll give that one a +1. You can easily lose yourself in fantasy and ideas. Yep. +3. When someone is in trouble, you are the first person to offer help. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. +3. If someone does not respond to your email quickly, you start worrying if you said something wrong. Well, I don't really use email very much, but I'm guessing that this applies to, texting and other, you know, stuff of things of that nature. So I'm gonna say, yeah, I do start worrying. +2. You like to leave matters undecided for as long as possible, as there may be better options down the road. Yeah. Yeah, +2. You do your best to avoid conflicts and arguments. Yes, +3. Your dreams tend to be vivid and focus on a fictional world. Oh yeah, for sure. You guys know that much about me. +3. It does not take you much time to start getting involved in social activities at your new workplace. I think it does take me quite a while to get settled in with new people. I'll give that a -2. You are more of a natural improviser than a careful planner. I can improvise. I guess I prefer planning, though. But planning is pretty easy to me, so I don't know about careful planner. I'm gonna say I'm more of a natural improviser, though I'll give it a +1. It's easy to irritate you. I have very set, specific, things, and if you don't, if, you know, those aren't challenged, then it's not, then it's pretty hard to irritate me, but if other people break, like, my rules of life, then I guess that does irritate me quite a bit. I'll give that a +1. It's a little bit easy to irritate me. You care about other people, and expressing that makes you really happy. Definitely, definitely. I love expressing my love to people. 3, agree. You often spend time exploring unrealistic and impractical yet intriguing ideas. Yes, for sure. I think those are the most fun train of thoughts, and conversations and stuff. So yeah, 3, agree. You would rather improvise than spend time coming up with a detailed plan. Well, I would rather come up with a detailed plan. I can improvise, but yeah, I would rather come up with a detailed plan, so I'll give that a -1. You are a relatively reserved and quiet person. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I'll give that a +2. You do not mind being criticized, even harshly, if the arguments make sense. It does hurt me to be criticized, but I won't fight back if the arguments make sense, and I will accept their criticisms. I get more angry at myself when their arguments make sense. So yeah, I guess I don't mind being criticized. +2. You have been called an impractical dreamer quite a few times in the past. No one's ever called me that. So I'll go with negative two. For that one, I guess, I do have impractical dreams, but I don't really pursue them, so I guess that's where the line is between having impractical dreams and being an impractical dreamer. You believe that people should not trust their heart when making important decisions. Negative three, disagree. I think trusting your heart and your instincts is one of the most important things that there is to do. I think you should always trust your heart, pretty much. So yeah. Keeping your options open is more important than having a to-do list. Yeah, I think that's true. I'll give that a positive one. You would rather work in a team than alone. I like working alone, personally. If it's a small team, I can usually handle it, but I definitely like working alone, so I'll give that a negative two. You rarely feel insecure. Oh, definitely not. I'll give that one a negative three. You have no difficulties coming up with a personal timetable and sticking to it. Yeah, that's pretty true. I'll give that a positive one. Being right is more important than being cooperative when it comes to teamwork. No, definitely not. I'm pretty easy at, I'm pretty good at admitting when I'm wrong and, you know, being cooperative. So, yeah, I'll disagree with that one. Negative three. You often get so focused on the bigger picture that you miss important facts and details. Yeah, probably a little bit. Positive two. You feel more energetic after spending time with a group of people. Definitely not. I get, extremely exhausted after spending time with people. So disagree. Negative three. You do your best to fulfill the promises you make. Definitely. Positive three. You see yourself as very emotionally stable. I think I'm pretty stable. I mean, I have, you know, my days, but I think in general I'm very stable, so I'll give that a positive two. You cannot stand chaos. I definitely don't like chaos. I'll also give that one a positive two. It's easy for you to concentrate on a task at hand, as your mind does not wander off. My mind wanders off quite a bit, so I'll give that one a negative two. You usually find it difficult to relax when talking in front of many people. Yeah, if it's a social situation and, like, the whole room gets quiet and I'm just left talking, I hate it when that happens. I get so nervous and I start stuttering, and if, like, I'm telling a story, then I usually just trail off, and then everyone looks at me waiting for me to finish, and it's, I hate it. It's terrible. Okay, so I'll give that one a positive three. I do find it difficult to relax, yeah. You often find yourself putting other people's needs before your own. Yeah. True. Positive three. You worry too much about what other people think. Yep. Positive three. Maybe positive two. Yeah, I'll give that a positive two. If the room is full, you stay closer to the walls, avoiding the center. Yeah, I think that's very true. Positive two. Ideas rarely excite your imagination as much as things you can see and touch. Nope. Definitely not. Negative three, disagree. I think ideas excite my imagination probably much more than things I can see and touch. Yeah. You feel very anxious in stressful situations. I mean, I guess, yeah, if I conclude that it's stressful, then I would be anxious, but I think a lot of situations that other people would consider stressful, I do not consider stressful, and so therefore I wouldn't be anxious. So, I don't know. I'll give that a positive one. You believe that people usually have ulterior motives. Yeah, I think they have more motives than what they say. I'll give that a positive too. I don't always think those motives are bad. I just think that a lot of people aren't willing to say what they truly mean and what their, ambitions are. You focus on the possibilities rather than the realities. That's true. Positive two. You take initiative in social situations. Definitely not. Negative two. Oh, that's it. results. Let's see. INFJ-A. I'm 57% introverted, 80% intuitive, 88% feeling, 15% judging, and 4% assertive. I guess it's meaning, oh yeah, it means I'm 50% more introverted than I am extroverted, 80% more intuitive than I am observant. Yeah, that would make sense. Okay, now I'm gonna go see what all that means. INFJ personality, the advocate. The INFJ personality type is very rare, making up less than 1% of the population, but they nonetheless leave their mark on the world. As diplomats, they have an inborn sense of idealism and morality, but what sets them apart is the accompanying judging trait. INFJs are not idle dreamers, but people capable of taking concrete steps to realize their goals and make a lasting positive impact. That makes me really happy. I like the idea of being very moral and having, you know, high moral standards and sticking to them. INFJs tend to see helping others as their purpose in life, but while people with this personality type can be found engaging rescue efforts and doing charity work, their real passion is to get to the heart of the issues so that people need not be rescued at all. Very true, definitely. INFJs indeed share a very unique combination of traits. Though soft-spoken, they have very strong opinions and will fight tirelessly for an idea they believe in. They are decisive and strong-willed, but will rarely use that energy for personal gain. INFJs will act with creativity, imagination, conviction, and sensitivity, not to create advantage, but to create balance. Sorry, I'm laughing because this is extremely true. Karma is a very attractive idea to INFJs. They tend to believe that nothing would help the world so much as using love and compassion to soften the hearts of tyrants. Yep. Yes, this is very true. Okay. INFJs find it easy to make connections with others and have a talent for warm, sensitive language, speaking in human terms rather than with pure logic and fact. It makes sense that their friends and colleagues will come to think of them as quiet, extroverted types, but they would all do well to remember that INFJs need time alone to decompress and recharge, and to not become too alarmed when they suddenly withdraw. INFJs take great care of others' feelings, and they expect the favor to be returned. Sometimes that means giving them the space they needed for a few days. This is just frighteningly true. Okay, I'm gonna move on to the strengths and weaknesses page. INFJ's strengths: creative, insightful, inspiring and convincing, decisive, determined and passionate, altruistic. Okay, now weaknesses, the fun part. Sensitive. When someone challenges or criticizes INFJ's principles or values, they are likely to receive an alarmingly strong response. People with INFJ personality types are highly vulnerable to criticism and conflict, and questioning the motives is the quickest way to their bad side. That's very true. If people break my rules, then I do get very angry at them. Extremely private. INFJs tend to present themselves as the culmination of an idea. This is partly because they believe in this idea, but also because INFJs are extremely private when it comes to their personal lives, using this image to keep themselves from having to truly open up, even as close friends. Trusting a new friend can be even more challenging for INFJs. That's really true. Yeah. Perfectionistic. INFJs are all but defined by their pursuit of ideals. While this is a wonderful quality in many ways, an ideal situation is not always possible. In politics, in business, in romance, and INFJs too often drop or ignore healthy and productive situations and relationships, always believing that there might be a better option down the road. Yeah. I've ended stuff before because of that. Always need to have a cause. INFJs get so caught up in the passion of their pursuits that any of the cumbersome administrative or maintenance work that comes between them and the ideal they see on the horizon is deeply unwelcome. INFJs know that they are taking concrete steps towards their goals, and if routine tasks feel like they are getting in the way, or worse yet, there is no goal at all, they will feel restless and disappointed. That's very, very true. Yeah, really true. We can burn out easily. Their passion, poor patience, and routine maintenance, tendency to present themselves as an ideal, and extreme privacy tend to leave INFJs with few options for letting off steam. People with this personality type are likely to exhaust themselves in short order if they don't find a way to balance their ideals with the realities of day-to-day living. Yep, that's very true. Okay, romantic relationships. I'm just gonna read a few parts of this. When it comes to romantic relationships, INFJs take the process of finding a partner seriously. Not ones for casual encounters, people with the INFJ personality type instead look for depth and meaning in their relationships. INFJs will take the time necessary to find someone they truly connect with. Once they've found that someone, their relationship will reach a level of depth and sincerity that most people can only dream of. That's very nice of this website to say. Thank you. I'll move on to the friendships page now. There's a running theme with INFJs, and that is a yearning for authenticity and sincerity in their activities, their romantic relationships, and their friendships. People with the INFJ personality type are unlikely to go for friendships of circumstance, like workplace social circles or chatting up their local baristas, where the only thing they can really have in common is day-to-day familiarity. Rather, INFJs seek out people who share their passions, interests, and ideologies, people with whom they can explore philosophies and subjects that they believe are truly meaningful. Also very, very true. Parenthood. As parents, INFJs, much as in their friendships, will tend to look at their relationships with their children as opportunities to learn and grow with someone they care about, while working to achieve a distinctly separate but important goal, raising someone to be an independent, responsible, and principled adult. People with the INFJ personality type are unflinching in their devotion to their children, willing to grin and bear any burden without hesitation, while warm and compassionate throughout the parenting relationship. What INFJs are really looking forward to is being able to communicate and relate to the person they help to raise as equals. That is so true. I'm not a parent, and I'm not going to be for a while, but I hold some leadership positions at just in my life, and the people that I lead, I think this can definitely relate to them. I just want to help them grow in more ways than what necessarily the goal of whatever the organization is. I just love caring for the people that I've been given responsibility over. I love teaching them about my own moral philosophies. I only do it if they ask, don't worry. I don't, like, preach for no reason. But I'm very open about my ideologies, and whenever people ask, I openly talk about it. And yeah, I'm rambling now. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go to the next thing. Career paths. INFJs are likely to find that most corporate career paths are not designed for them, but for those focused on status and material gain. This doesn't mean that people with the INFJ personality type struggle to see viable options, though. In fact, they are likely to face the opposite problem. Many INFJs struggle to begin a career early on because they see 10 wildly different paths forward, each with its own intrinsic rewards, alluring but also heartbreaking because each means abandoning so much else. That's extremely depressingly true. Yep. Yes. Next section, workplace habits. INFJs have pretty tall demands when it comes to satisfying work and environment. Not only does this personality type need to be able to express their creativity and insight, INFJs need to know what they're doing has meaning, helps people, leads to personal growth, and all the while is in line with their values, principles, and beliefs. Oftentimes, the best way for INFJs to achieve this is to not have to answer to others' rules at all, to be their own boss, neither above nor below anyone else, just directly interacting with the people and ideas that are important to them. All that being said, INFJs are a clever and inspired group, and with a few of the right conditions, most any position can be made to work. True enough. I'll take it. Conclusion. Few personality types are as sensitive and mysterious as INFJs. Ooh, I'm mysterious. Your imagination and empathy make you someone who not only cherishes their integrity and deeply held principles, but unlike many other idealistic types, is also capable of turning those ideals into plans and executing them. That makes me happy. Yet, as an INFJ, you are likely to be easily tripped up in areas where idealism and determination are more of a liability than an asset. Whether it is navigating interpersonal conflicts, confronting unpleasant facts, pursuing self-realization, or finding a career path that aligns well with your intricate inner core, you may face numerous challenges that at times can even make you question who you really are. And then after that, it talks about the website and stuff it can offer and stuff like that. So I guess that's the end. Thank you for listening to me. This is ridiculously long. I'll see you guys later. Bye.